Miscellaneous Observations on Important Theological Subjects, Original and Collected Preface. President Edwards has left many manuscript volumes of observations on almost all subjects in divinity, which either occurred to him from his own meditation or from the books he read. He wrote these volumes not with any design they should ever be published in their present form, but that he might retain thoughts which appeared to him worth preserving, both for his own improvement and for the instruction and edification of others. The judicious author of the life of this great and good man gave his opinion that, from these manuscripts, a number of volumes might be published, which, though more imperfect than if the author had prepared them for public view, would afford much new light and entertainment to the Church of Christ. The high and well-merited reputation, not only of the books prepared for the press of the president, but of the sermons published since his death, have occasioned many solicitations to his son, Dr. Edwards, of Newington, to collect and print such part of those manuscripts as might be generally useful in compliance with these requests. He has not grudged the labor of transcribing this volume of miscellanies, which, if it prove acceptable, will be followed by more, as the doctor's health and leisure permit. Many important and original thoughts occur on the evidences of revealed religion, moral and religious knowledge only from revelation. Christ and his apostles taught not that the last judgment was near. Jesus' prophecies, a proof that he was the Christ, and that he was God. Propriety of the general judgment, reasonableness of some particular doctrine. Miracles of Jesus not opposed by counterfeit miracles. Miracles of Jesus superior to those under the Old Testament. Much instruction concisely conveyed by Scripture. Metaphors. Excellencies of Scripture. History. The propriety of gradual improvement in understanding the Scriptures. The propriety of room being left for discovering truth by Scripture. Consequences. The necessity of divine revelation. Vindicated. Jesus proved the Christ from his destroying heathen idolatry according to Scripture. Prophecy. Propagation of Mohammedanism not parallel to that of Christianity. State of the Jewish nation, an evidence of revealed religion. Observations on Christ's miracles. Equally striking and judicious are many of the reflections on the mysteries of revelation, on the Trinity and the divinity of Christ. Many, therefore, who relish solid reasoning on religious subjects, though not adorned with the beauties of eloquence, will deem themselves much indebted to Dr. Edwards for gathering these fragments, that nothing might be lost. Some, who have purchased and read Archbishop Tillotson's sermons, Stopferi Theologia Polemica, Bennett's Inspiration of the Scriptures, Grotius De Veritate Religionis Christiani, Sir Isaac Newton's Chronology, Religion of Jesus Delineated, Deism Revealed, and Jones on the Canon, may possibly wish that the large quotations from them had been omitted. But Dr. Edwards was advised to publish them, as they may prove an antidote to the deistical notions spreading in some parts of America, where these books are in few hands. These passages may lead some to read these books, who otherwise would not have known them. The president's originality of genius, and attachment to Calvinist principles, did not hinder his seeking and finding instruction in their writings, whose system of theology was very opposite to his. It were well if in this he was imitated by all who possess distinguished talents, and who boast of liberality of sentiment. John Erskine, Eden, September 30, 1793.